Here we go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello and welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast. As always, my name is Chris. I'm here along with
John,
Sam,
and Sean.
And tonight we're going to talk some news, some movie news, some TV news. We're going to do a Game of Thrones recap, and then we have some rapid fire with Sam. It's a special segment we created for the end of the show. So let's start off with some quick news in the movie world. Suicide Squad reviews started coming out. It is a full 2 months before the movie actually comes out. But all in all, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes.
It looks like this is going to be their moneymaker, and this is going to be the movie that they should have put out first.
Yeah.
So this is the movie that... So they just released it to fans. This isn't like the media got to watch it. These are the fanboys.
The reviews
are from fanboys. So, I mean... Take it with a grain of salt, because these are the guys who probably thought that Batman v Superman was amazing.
Right, which there were probably plenty of people. None in this room, but plenty.
Right.
Sean the Marvel guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it? It could be.
Well, I believe it's typically 3 weeks out from the movie release date is when the press gets their hands on it.
Right.
I think that would be... It's August. I think it's the first week of August. So that would mean July 4th weekend, probably, or maybe the weekend after is when the press would actually start.
Yeah, you would start seeing some kind of reviews for this movie. I'm still skeptical about it, because, I mean, from what I know of the DC universe is Batman, and this is basically the Batman side of the DC universe.
Yes.
So from what I see, I'm still like, I don't know, but...
And look, from the previews, from personal perspective, because I haven't seen Batman Superman yet, I don't know why, but this Suicide Squad definitely looks better than the trailers for Batman Superman.
Yeah, I give you that.
Just from an outside perspective. Well, you've seen the movie, so it's...
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a very low bar to handle. I mean, honestly, if these people hate it, it's really going to be awful. But hey, it's a good, they're one for one. Check that box. Yeah.
Do we think they released it to fans only to kind of satisfy themselves? Okay, this movie is coming out.
Without a doubt in my mind, the DC universe needed as much positive publicity as possible. I wouldn't be shocked. No.
Folks, we have it already.
We need to support DC. Well, we don't talk about the TV shows.
We don't. And
I love the TV shows.
TV shows are awesome. But no, but they need as much support in positive feedback as possible. So, I mean, to take a page out of the DC fandom playbook, did they screen the people who got to see this first and only put the people in who liked Batman v Superman so they knew they would get positive reviews?
If I was a producer or something, and I was releasing a movie, I would do the same thing.
So
the first round of press is to be good.
So what I'm asking is this a publicity stunt?
It's a test audience, and you know it went well, so they probably told people, okay, you can kind of discuss it without obviously giving away anything. I'm sure, because honestly, I'm sure if it sucked, you wouldn't hear about it, and then they would just
reshoot again.
Not reshoot.
No, they already did.
Re-edit and try to fix something.
Which makes me think it's 2 months. 2 months. No, June, July, August. Yeah, it's 2 months out. You would think that if you want to get a reaction, you'd wait a little bit longer. But since they started reshooting stuff only a month ago, if they didn't like it, maybe they'd reshoot it a third time.
It's way too late to reshoot.
Yeah.
They would like just...
You never know.
At this point,
I think they'll do anything to try.
Yeah, you know what? They might reshoot and push the date back.
Maybe. They can still technically that, push
that
the
is like
back.
The doomsday scenario.
Right.
Though.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and so everybody would know. Yeah. What
so far,
doing.
We yeah. haven't gotten that vibe.
No. That's pretty much admitting it's like awful. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anything pushed back 3 months out before.
Yeah. And speaking of awful, staying in the movie world, the Alice looking through the looking glass. Alice looking through the looking glass.
Through
movie,
the
right?
looking
is,
glass.
Through the looking, through I'm the sorry.
Looking glass.
Colon.
The Alice movie. Got poor reviews. We Rotten Tomato score of 21%. It's on. I predicted that this is going to be the biggest flop. It's shaping up to be like that. I have no intention of seeing this movie, especially after these reviews.
And other news, Dog Bites Man.
Wait, yeah. There's a Johnny Depp movie that sucked?
I know. I thought Malachi was the only one.
Yeah, but poor reviews for this. Yeah. This actually comes out this. Today.
It today, is Friday. Yeah. Same day as Apocalypse, which that's going to hurt it. But yeah, I don't know what me. The budget is. But end of the day, you got Depp fan. His fan base is going to go see this. You've got Tim Burton's fan base that's going to go see this, regardless if it's crap or not.
How big are those fan bases, though, anyway?
Tim Burton's still getting work. It's big enough.
Johnny Depp still.
Yeah, but
work.
Like,
it's
yeah. occasionally Tim Burton will stumble into a good movie.
Usually, a movie like, "Hey, you're a white guy from from overseas. Let's cast you as a Native American." Usually, that would destroy.
He's not
some
a foreigner.
He's not.
Wait, Tim Burton didn't do
no.
the long.
No,
range.
No, no. But Johnny Depp did.
Johnny Depp's American.
And it, he's not American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Johnny. Oh. Dude, Johnny Depp is so American.
Anyways, yeah. Either way, a Caucasian male to play a Native American role, and it's just like that would normally kill anybody's career. I mean, what? Oh God, what was the guy's name? Was it Armie Hammer played the Lone Ranger? Is that his name? I don't know. But anyways, you haven't heard from him since because that movie basically killed his career.
Who?
Johnny Depp's.
You
normally just in Black Mass.
I
that
know.
Should have killed.
What I'm saying is the Lone Ranger would normally have killed somebody's career.
Armie Hammer was in the fucking Entourage movie for a cameo. Like, come on.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what has he done kind of thing? Like, let's not play this game like where it's like, oh, but he's in like 5 movies this year. No, he's in no
I'll
movies.
I'll tell you what he's done. He's getting divorced.
Yeah, there you go. There's his news.
That's his news.
Whereas since that movie, Johnny Depp's been in, what, three, four films?
Yeah. Well, folks, another Pirates movie coming next year. So
exactly.
Strap yourself in.
But Johnny Depp is selling tickets, and that's the point.
Yep.
But, that's why I think this
is still
going to make money.
Speaking of that, we'll see how this does in the theaters. But poor reviews for Alice. I don't think we're actually going to see this.
Oh, yeah. God, no.
Stick around for a 50-minute special on it later.
All right. Staying in movies, Independence Day this past week released a 4-minute, 45-second trailer. At this hour, we haven't seen it. I don't think any of us want to see this.
I don't want to.
Because it's just going to... You put that with the other two trailers, and you get a 12 minutes of trailers, and then you just... It's the movie.
Like, how can you have a, like, 5-minute trailer that's not just, like, a scene or something, and not just give away, like, a bulk of the bulk of the movie?
Exactly. You don't want the movie to be ruined.
Yeah. Especially when, I mean, and I'm still going to go see Independence Day.
Yeah, like, and that's why I don't want to see it, because I want to be excited to see it and be like, oh, I saw that from the trailer. It's like every horror movie, they show all the scary scenes in the trailer. Right. You go to the movie, you're like, oh, this is when a bird flies into the window.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, as soon as I know for sure I'm going to go see a movie, probably, like, time to stop watching the trailer after, like, maybe the first one. Like, there's some certain things that, like, you know, they've been announced or they're in development. You kind of, like, see the first trailer and you're like, okay, it's good. Well, put it on the shelf.
In either way, if they only released one Independence Day trailer, I still would be hooked. I don't need 3.
Right.
I just need the one.
Mm.
That's it. You can reshow that for all I care. You could show the first scene in the trailer when Jeff Goldblum shows up and he says, they're back. And then you show the ship of the aliens. That's all you needed to show me. And I still would have seen this fucking movie. And a lot of people would think that way. Just like Jurassic World, you show a small clip. They will see this movie because it's Independence Day is what?
Well, here's the weird
20
thing.
20 years old.
The weird thing is that movies, I don't know about if you guys like realize this, but I feel like movies have been releasing like the first 5 minutes of the movie a lot late. Like ever since what, like, was it The Dark Knight? I think was like really like one of the first ones to do that. A lot of these movies are like releasing the opening scene for the most part. I don't want to see the opening scene of a movie. I always skip over that. Like everybody's like, oh, did you see the? No, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, it's funny. Like Jurassic World, they released a scene and it was the one where Chris Pratt's talking to the, you know,
the kid.
No, was it?
I thought it's like who's the alpha? And
no, he was talking to the lady who runs the whole park, and it was
Bryce
just
Howard.
Like, it's just a, yeah, and it's just an awful scene. And I'm like, oh yeah. Shit, is this movie gonna be awful?
But no, it never would have been.
I hate how movies do that. Like, there's no reason to release scenes of a movie. Like, it's out of context. I don't want to see it. As a moviegoer, I don't want to see it. I know there's probably fans out there that do want to see it because they're, like, itching for this movie to come out. But, like, I like sitting there in the movie theater. I like watching it for the first time. I don't mind watching trailers. But that's ridiculous, showing an entire scene of a movie.
And that's why I go cold turkey a few weeks before the movie. Nothing. I try not to see anything. All right, staying in movies. A trailer that has not come out yet, but a lot of stuff has happened. A lot of set photos have come out for the new Alien Covenant movie. It comes out in August of 2017. It is after Prometheus. It's the start of a trilogy that is before Alien. So it's between Prometheus and Alien directly 10 years after Prometheus. Mm. But there's a trilogy, and then that will lead up to Alien. However, they announced that the Xenomorph, the facehuggers, and the astronaut guy.
Oh, my God.
Space jockey
will be in it. I'm sure that at that point it's just going to be a picture. Won't. They will. They've confirmed all three of those will be in that movie.
So the first one. The first one, not just the trilogy, just the first
movie. The first movie. So okay. Alien Covenant, okay. The one that comes out next year, they'll have those three. And then the only cast member returning is Fassbender, the AI.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's all I need.
And it's about a colony ship that travels to the far reaches of space. I'm assuming, didn't say why, but I'm assuming it's the start of colony. And I'm thinking it's just going to be the start of Alien, the original. Or I guess Aliens 2. Aliens.
Aliens.
It won't be the prequel to that, but it will be similar to that where they establish a colony, but they're, you know, taken over by the alien.
Basically what you don't see on camera, unless you see the director's cut. Because the director's cut kind of shows a little bit of that.
And speaking of that, Ridley Scott is back to do this.
Yes.
So that is a huge plus. We have the original mastermind behind it.
Yeah.
I don't think we have the designer. I don't think the designer's back. He passed away, right? Geiger?
Yeah, Geiger was the he designed the alien costume, but was it Sam Winston designed Aliens costume.
Okay.
So like that then that's basically the one that we all know today.
Okay. But I don't remember if he's back. I didn't read into that.
Winston's dead.
Kind of hard.
Dead too. Yeah. Okay. So
That's what happens when you try and make movies from the 80s and then the
70s. Wait a minute. Yeah. Did the aliens kill them both?
Some other notes. Catherine Waterston is in it. She was in Steve Jobs. She's also in the new Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Them movie.
Okay.
Aside from that.
And Inherent Vice.
Yep. Yep. Danny McBride, he's in it.
Yeah, that makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, it does. It's gonna be good. Especially when he's second on the list when you look at the cast.
Yeah, I don't know. I love Danny McBride, but like this is a serious movie. I love him as a goofball character. I don't see him in this role. I mean, maybe
unless
he's
he plays a goofball.
But I don't. Is there really a place for that?
We don't know.
But
it's
feel
a colony.
Like,
it's a colony ship, so you have all aspects of. You don't have like the alien who
was
a crew.
There's been four movies in the Alien universe, not including the Predator movies, or the AVP movies. So there's been four movies. At any point, is there room for a goofball character? has there
Yeah, but
been.
They're not making those movies.
I know they're not making those movies, but they're in the same movie cinematic universe kind of thing. Like,
so it, no one laughs in the future.
No, but when you're
Future's
doing
very serious.
When you're doing a sci-fi thriller, I mean, it's kind of hard to cast a guy who's going to be funny as that role as being funny without it kind of get like slapping you in the face, kind of like it's a funny movie. Like,
no.
I mean, I don't know. It could, like, be different.
No, I mean, there's.
It could work.
First off, I don't think he's gonna go full on Danny McBride shtick. Because yeah, if he does that, if he's like the same guy he is in like, you know, Tropic Thunder. Right. Exactly. No. It, literally everything. Yeah. That probably wouldn't work. I bet it's a little bit different though.
I mean, look at Steve Carell in, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
He did a really good job, and he was playing a serious character.
Yeah, he also did good in The Big Short, too. Even though that was a twist of comedy, that was a serious role for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he played that straight. I love that Coke scene in Foxcatcher when they're in the helicopter.
They just start laughing.
Yeah.
But a couple others. Well, one more that stood out is we have one of the Mighty Ducks stars.
What?
His name is Jussie Smollett.
Who did he play?
I don't know.
A Mighty Duck?
I don't know. He was in the Mighty Ducks. I don't think he's done much since then, but that was another one.
Oh, that's who's in the cast.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
it's
in.
It's not
the cast.
Emilio Estevez. I don't care.
No. It's, you know what? I'm happy that they're. I don't want to say that these are no name actors and actresses, but they're not. I guess not well known in mainstream. I love when movies do that, especially big movies that you know are going to be big, like the comic book stuff. Now I love when they cast no names, because not no names, but
people who haven't had big parts.
People haven't had big parts because they can actually, you know.
I think that hurt Prometheus because what was it? Guy Ritchie? Is that no? Not Guy Ritchie. Yeah.
No.
No. What's his name? God.
Idris Elba.
Yeah.
No. Who plays Wayland? Yeah, see?
Yeah, I forgot. But no, it is a big name. You're right.
Oh, God. It's... Oh, my God.
Guy Pierce.
Yeah. He was attached, and the whole movie, you're like, where is this guy? And then where is Guy Pierce? And then all of a sudden, like, this old dude wakes up, and you're like, oh, it's Guy Pierce. Like, it's like... It just takes away. When you know that a big name is attached, it takes away from, like, big reveals like that.
Yeah, yeah. And in a way, I like it when they put not B-movie actors and actresses, but they give them a chance. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. But all right, so let's get into TV news. This is going to be huge, I think. Netflix gets Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars exclusivity.
And Pixar.
Also Pixar.
Oh, really?
So that means
Disney.
That
yeah.
essentially Disney gets to be on Netflix, which means all the Star Wars movies are going to be on Netflix. Hopefully. You know, they'll probably be selective with some of this stuff, but you'll probably get the Star Wars movies on Netflix. You'll probably get Frozen on Netflix.
So we only get the first three Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
But it's a good. I think it's huge for Netflix. They're just a giant.
How awesome would it be? And I shit you not on this. How awesome would it be if they released the original version of Star Wars on Netflix? Not like the Lucas fucked with it versions. Like the original
like
versions.
Han shot first.
Yes. How awesome would that?
That
be?
That would be fantastic if they did.
Yeah,
that.
They can. They can if they want
to. They have the rights to it.
You know
they can
that
do whatever
if
they
you,
want.
If you release that on Blu-ray today, you know how many people would go out and buy that?
Oh.
I thought they released that.
No, they didn't. They released it on Blu-ray, but like with tweaks again. No. Like,
yeah. We don't want original grainy film.
Yes.
I'd settle for the like restored 1990s version before they
special
made those
edition.
Like changes and stuff.
Yeah.
Where they just cleaned it up.
Yeah.
That wasn't the one we saw in theaters.
No. Those were the special editions.
Those were the specialty. Okay. All right, but that is huge for Netflix. We'll have all that stuff, hopefully.
And Netflix stock owners.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you can afford to buy their stock now, it's so much freaking money.
They're making their strides away from Hulu. That's all that matters.
Yeah, they're getting a ton of content.
Yeah. Mm.
They're getting a ton of content. And that starts in September.
Yes.
So hopefully September 1st, hopefully by the winter months, we'll be able to watch all the comic book movies and all the Star Wars movies and Frozen.
And we'll be able to figure out who that guy played in the Mighty Ducks.
Yep. Yep. Is Mighty Ducks Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disney?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Disney made everything.
Together. Oh.
You know what? They'll probably put all those old, like, Little Mermaid and
Fox and
Beauty
Hound?
And the Beast.
Oh, the TV
Fox
shows?
And the Hound. No, 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 no.
Or the movies.
The movies.
Oh, God,
throw
yeah.
All that stuff
out of
on
the
there.
Disney Vault.
Did you see the trailer for the new Beauty and the Beast? Anybody?
No, I didn't. But
supposedly it's like the most watched.
It's like
the YouTube thing.
I
right
saw
now.
Something where it was like side by side, but I was like, I want to watch this with sound.
Right?
So
yeah, it got more views than like Rogue One or something.
Wow. Yeah, it was insane. So the graphics and the castle. I watched it and I was like, oh, what is this? Emma Watson. Okay, let's click this. And the castle looks so good. I don't know if it's fake or real. But just the set design or whatever it was, it looks so good. I don't remember anything from the cartoon movie.
We've reached that
good.
Point where we're nerdgasming over castles.
So Emma,
yes.
Emma Watson is Belle in that?
I think she's
yeah.
Belle.
Oh,
that's Belle.
Like solid. Like, not even necessarily make a good movie, but just, like, market the shit out of it.
I don't even know. Emma what Watson happens at the end of that movie? Don't tell me. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it.
You've
No.
Really?
The cartoon.
What
I'm going to watch
think?
The
cartoon. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast. Really? You don't
no,
remember?
I know that
she
he
marries
becomes...
the tea kettle.
I haven't seen I haven't seen this movie in probably 24
it's
years.
It's not hard to remember. It's like every Disney movie. He becomes human. They fall in love.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. There it is. See, I didn't... Like, I forgot... Okay. So how does he become the human again?
It's like the
optional
little mermaid.
She basically is crying over his dying body. She's like, I love you. And then he turns into a human.
Okay.
Or go. I think she kisses him.
Okay.
Yeah, something to lift the curse. Or
you know,
spoiler alert.
Some kind of bestiality thing going on right there.
All
right.
So let's take back my... let me get my man card back. Let's talk about Preacher. So the pilot is out on AMC. It's a based off of a well, it's loosely based off of a comic book. Supposedly, people are saying that the show is not really, I guess, quote unquote, true to the right. book. But you watched the show, John. What did you think? It's not
well,
even a show;
well,
it's a pilot.
Okay, yeah. I have heard nothing about this. Can I get like a synopsis of what it's supposed to be about? Or
do you want to get it?
Right,
you
want to
do
it? Okay. I'll explain it. Well, there's a preacher. Played by Dominic Cooper of Howard Stark in Captain America, mm-hmm. Tony Stark's dad. So he's in it. He's the preacher. And essentially he has like a town in Texas that he lives in, you know, small town like West Texas sort of thing. And man,
it's hard to describe what's happening.
Not
now.
A lot. Happens because I don't even know what really happened.
Supposedly he was a bad he was like one of the bad guys,
the checkered past.
Yes, exactly. And then they show this what looks like this evil force coming in
right
and possessing people and making them explode in churches though
right
and then it comes down I guess it comes down and it goes into the preacher our preacher.
Our
did
preacher.
It?
Ours.
I also is that what admit, it, I like eight, like not half watched it, but like 80% watched
no,
it.
No, yeah, because it came down, it went up to him kind of face to face, and then it went into
oh,
him.
The, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
When it like walks in at night or whatever it is.
Yeah, and okay. Then he gets a run-in with an Irish guy who
is like possessed or something.
He has to be possessed.
Do we know? So we have no idea what it is. Like,
I don't know,
like
but he
vampire.
Fell from a freaking plane
yeah.
And he ate a goat or ate a cow and then he lived.
This guy is like.
So video game physics.
There's this whole scene of this like Scottish or Irish guy on a plane. Like he's like a bartender in like a private jet talking to these guys, having a bunch of laughs, goes in the bathroom, sees like a Bible with some like stuff written on it, comes out. Then it's just this ridiculous like fight scene out of nowhere. It really is
and
like
then,
cartoon
and
graphics.
Then the plane
like,
is going down and then yeah. The door is open and he keeps looking out the window and looking back at the plane and then he looks out the window and looks back at the plane and then he takes a fucking umbrella and right. Then he jumps out of the plane.
Mary Poppins style. Yeah.
And then
I think I definitely have to rewatch this episode
yeah.
Before I watch the next one.
He and what else was there? there was another big thing that happened. Okay, so after he gets possessed by this demon, he talks to a member of his parish and he goes, you know, be honest. Basically, be honest, talk to your mother and open your heart to her.
Yeah, this guy keeps complaining about his mother, and it's like all incredible, like trivial things.
So he flies down to his mother, who lives in Florida, in an old folks' home, and he goes, I need to be honest with you. And he tells him, you know, stop calling me, you're bugging me, you know, let me live my life type thing. And he's like, now I need to open my heart to you. And he freaking, you saw it coming. He takes like this massive knife and stabs his chest, slices his thing open, it rips his heart out, and he's like, here, and he just dies on the table.
Then he's like talking to this guy who's like face is all like fucked up and like can't really talk right.
No, but the important thing was after that scene, he could control the thoughts of like somebody else. He could input his will onto somebody. You know, open, be honest, you know, open your heart to you know, whatever.
So more or less what we're talking about, we're going to give it like an episode or two.
I think this definitely needs a couple more to even form an opinion on this. Because there's a lot of stuff that
really weird.
I mean, they're trying to hook you, but it's not as good of a hook as other pilot shows.
Right. Or definitely not as like direct. Like there's really not any shows like this on TV.
I feel
and
like
not necessarily
good. I feel like it's it was originally marketed towards the fan base of the comic.
I think so.
But the fan base of the comic hates this.
I mean, I think what it was is, hey, Walking Dead people, don't go anywhere. Keep watching us Sunday nights. Yeah. So let's make. I mean, I can't like not look at this show and be like, oh yeah, they're trying to get Walking Dead people to watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but, I mean, they have fear.
Not that that's a bad thing. I mean.
Right, right.
Yeah, it deserves a couple more episodes. I don't even know when the next one comes out, but...
Is it weekly now?
Is it weekly?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so. It might be weird with the... I couldn't imagine they would have one episode, then go on a hiatus for a week. Of course, watch that actually happen, but...
I think it's at that point right now, for me at least. I don't know, you can chime in on this, but for me... The next two episodes will either get me to watch or not.
Make or break.
It's one of those where you don't know until the, you know.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I'll give it two or three episodes.
It's free online.
But, right, yeah. I mean, but I'll give it like two or three episodes and, you know, that's when I'll make my decision if I'm like, okay, I'll watch this or, you know, no, this is crap. It'll be canceled after the first season.
Yeah, it's on a leash right now. Not really a short leash. I'll give it some room to run, but might have to bail out if it's. I don't know. I'd like to at least understand what's going on.
If they do a talking preacher, preacher at the end.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is too is like so much stuff's on Sunday night right now too that it's.
I think it's Tuesdays.
To squeeze in.
I think it's Tuesdays. I don't think it's Sundays. Oh no, it is Sundays. You're right.
Tuesdays is probably when everyone watches it. But
no, Tuesdays is a new show. It's like the guy who plays Loki.
Night Manager.
Night Manager. Yes.
Which is fucking amazing.
Is it?
By the way, yeah.
Oh, me and my wife want to start watching that.
It's good.
I heard it. We saw a couple little clips, and it looked pretty like James Bondish, right?
Yeah, I'd say it more like just like classic like spy thriller kind
of
thing.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds like he's gonna play James Bond too. Not that.
Well, there's another. Hiddleston? There's another rumor that. There's another.
Idris Elba.
No, yeah, the thing from the new Fantastic Four.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, supposedly he's doing James Bond. There's 6-7 people who are rumored to be the new James Bond. Just cast Idris Elba and let's move on. That's it. That's all you need to do.
I'd be fine with Hiddleston if he wasn't hooked up with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He doesn't want to be.
What, just...
He doesn't want to be Heimdall.
Oh, yeah.
He hates it.
Yeah, but, I mean, those... Even if, say, he wanted to do it, like, I mean, realistically, you can... Those movies don't come out every year, you know? Ones that he would be in.
No, James Bond? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, James Bond's, like, what, every 3-4 years? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. No, it's...
I think he could work it in. Dude's gotta eat.
And I don't think he's short of finding work. All right, so let's move into the recap for this week. me and you, John. It's me and you. Game of Thrones.
Hold the door.
Hold the door. So the big thing that happened was the one character who we thought would actually make it through everything. He doesn't make it through anything. Well, he does, but he doesn't make it through the end of this episode. Hodor. Hodor, the simple-minded guy, due to Bran,
yeah.
The simple-minded guy who you thought is just so innocent, would make it through everything, regardless of what it was, and he just doesn't.
So, okay, so I have a question. Now, as a person who doesn't actually watch this show.
Sure.
So, this dude with Bran, he can basically go back in time and stuff and controls people's minds.
Okay, so...
Well, this is like a fresh revelation as of last episode. Before this, he was watching, or at least you were led to believe he was watching, going back in time, like watching stuff. But you didn't necessarily know if it was like he was like actively playing a part.
Yes. So you didn't know if he was influencing the past. No. And
correct.
And that's
until
new.
He took over Hodor's mind and basically was saying, "Hold the door."
Yeah. So what happens is, in the books and in the shows, Bran has the ability to view past, current, and future.
Okay.
Events.
Right.
Nothing about influencing, and then. He was looking in the past as he was getting attacked. So let's start all this over. From the beginning, he's with the children, the first children or whatever it is,
right,
and he's learning the ways of becoming this tree. And he goes in the past and he looks at the children. The children created the White Walkers. That's it.
Okay.
The children created the White Walkers to protect the children from men.
Okay.
So the people to the south?
Yes.
They created the White Walkers to protect them.
Okay.
Okay.
But it's more than they could sort of handle, essentially. Like, it comes back to bite them in the ass.
So
it
does. The Geth. I'm getting this as, like...
So the White Walkers are attacking Bran. And as they're attacking and they're trying to escape, Bran is into the past... watching something in Winterfell, and then Hodor's there.
Yeah.
And then Mira's, and then they try and run out of a door as the White Walkers are coming, and then Hodor braces the door as Mira's dragging Bran's body away, and
screaming,
she's screaming, hold the door. And then Bran, I would guess in his just state of fear or something, was looking at Hodor. And they don't say anything, but it alluded to maybe Hodor was seeing his future when he was, because Bran's in the past.
Right.
If he was seeing his future, he's holding the door.
Well, his eyes go white.
Right.
He falls down.
So he might be possessed.
And he starts hearing, what's her face again?
Mira
shouting, hold the door.
Yeah.
And he starts repeating it over and over. Then it
hold the door.
Well,
he actually never says it.
What?
Hold the door.
Who?
Bran does.
Bran doesn't say it.
Yeah.
He hears Mira say it over and over again, and then he starts repeating over and over again, and then it abbreviates into Hodor.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's what it. And that's what
Look
happened.
Look at me.
And
I'm contributing to Game of Thrones.
And just the whole sequence of that scene just brought tears. So I was so
I really didn't
so
think I would feel
messed.
That way about Hodor. Like
I didn't think
like
I would either.
Didn't like Hodor or anything, but like I really was like, oh man, like,
it wasn't
really sad.
It wasn't
about
even
it.
That when you take.
It's honestly it's how it happened too.
Yeah,
it's how
when,
he died.
When you take
like, saving him,
Bran's story. So skip everything else. If you just take his, because they showed him twice. You take the 3 minutes in the front. You take the 7 minutes in the back, and you put it together. The White Walkers were created by the children. Oh, shit. The White Walkers are after Bran. Shaggy Dog sacrifices himself.
That's Summer, by the way.
No, Summer? Is it Summer?
Yeah, I think it's Summer. That's what I've heard on the internet.
Oh, Summer. All right, you're right. That's my bad. Summer sacrifices himself to save Bran. He dies. The children, the last child,
sacrifices
herself.
Yeah.
Is this whole fucking line. And then it's like bing, bang, boom, tears flowing out the face, and then fucking Hodor in the end. And I'm like, all right, this is enough, man. let's end this episode. And they finally did. I'm like, fuck, now it's blackness, and I'm just crying and I'm shocked.
So everybody's laying down their lives for Bran, basically, is what
right.
I'm
that well, there's nobody left right now, I mean, except for Mir.
Well, everyone who has, you know.
Yeah, even going in, I mean, Jojen. Like, it was the same thing, yeah. And he was like, I have to sacrifice myself.
So there's something going on with Bran. Like, he's
oh, well,
important.
I mean,
to
yeah,
you.
It's
wouldn't be a main character if he wasn't important.
So this led to some pretty friggin' crazy theories on Reddit, which, like, I don't think are real, but it was like, you know.
Yeah,
the realest one would be the Bran the Builder.
Yeah, it's essentially, like, Bran has, like, constructed the world that, like, they live in now, essentially.
He builds a wall.
Right.
He builds the wall.
Right, but he's, like, set up all these, like, different things. Is what the theory was sort of saying is, like, he's gone back and, like, influenced, like, the Mad King. And he's, like, built the wall, which just seems crazy, but
who knows?
It could be. However, I think that Bran the Builder is actually a true person, not our Bran.
Right.
But who knows? I don't think that's the case. I just think it's just this one time. I don't want him to influence anything right now. I just want him to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I mean, he's learned what he needed to learn. I guess it's like, where do they go? I mean, obviously, like, they're just in the middle of, like, the wilderness right now.
Fuck if I know. I
wonder if they go back to the wall. I mean, like,
maybe they'll go south. I think at some point they'll need... Excuse me. At some point they'll need to go south because... The Tower of Joy scene. Only Mira's dad knows what happened there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's the other guy who survived who killed Rhaegar. I forget his name, but he was the guy who stabbed him in the back when they were fighting. Only he knows what they saw there. Him and Ned Stark. Ned Stark's dead, so Mira's dad is that person. So they'll hopefully just go back and figure out what the hell happened at Tower of Joy. You know, we'll get the whole Jon Snow thing going. But
I mean, we all know what happened, even if they
supposedly. But another big thing, a lot of stuff happened this past week. Something that really impressed me, and she's easily becoming one of the favorites, Sansa. Sansa's little not running, but meeting with Littlefinger. Holy shit. She became just this woman, this powerful woman with Littlefinger. She's like, what did Ramsay make me do or do to me?
Right.
Say it. And he's like, oh, I have an idea of what he did. She goes, say it. He raped me. He basically raped me every night. You need to say that. And she just ripped him a fucking new one.
Right.
And she became... right at that point, she became the ruler of the North, to me.
Yeah, probably.
What she did with him and how she showed it, she became the ruler of the North with that whole scene in Moletown, and that was it.
Plus, there's the thing, too, you know, like, she's meeting with Littlefinger, and she mentions... that, you know, her uncle in Riverrun has tried to, like, assemble an army. The Blackfish.
Yeah.
I
don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I mean, they say it. It's Littlefinger. And they're saying, yeah, he's loyal to her, and we have no idea what his... I mean, at this point, I'm just not trusting the dude.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it's interesting if the thing I get out of that is that does she even need to, like, deal with Jon Snow? I mean, obviously he's a member of the family, although not entirely so. But, yeah, I mean, it's... She definitely has... For someone who... I don't want to call her, like, a throwaway character early on, but she was definitely more of, like, a watcher than, like, a doer.
Yep.
Like, right, I think she's clearly going to have a factor into the end.
She's
going to
shape
thing.
Stuff right now.
Right.
Because right now she's going to the smaller houses in the north to try and get them. And they're going to the Mormont house, Jorah Mormont's parents, because they cast Lady Mormont. And they're going to, you know, go to her.
Then we had another brief update in, like, the greatest screen cap ever of your boy Tormund Giantsbane throwing some glances at Brienne.
God, they're setting that thing up pretty hardcore.
Like, I'm not at all the person who's always like, oh, what if these two get together? That'd be so... I just, like... It's just such a, like, a hilarious thing of, like, all the things in this show.
Yeah. And then another interesting thing that might not change things, but is a good perspective. There's another Red Priestess.
Yeah.
Tyrion.
She's a hottie, too. I want to see her necklace come off. That's like the first thing I know. It's like, oh.
She's got another necklace.
What does she look like?
So Tyrion essentially is having her around to use the faith to calm things down. So we'll see how that goes. And plus, you know, Daenerys is on her way back with all the call, essentially.
Yeah.
But
then in the Iron Islands, biggest update, or, you know, one of the bigger, like, events is that King's Moon went down, bruh. Yeah. And it ends up...
They elected a new king and immediately drowned him.
Yeah.
No word of a lie. They elected him. They didn't really elect him. They screened his name. No, he didn't even screen his name. They just cheered.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're king. Dead. Suck this water. See what happens.
That's the whole, like, dead... What's dead men never die, right?
Yeah, that's their god. Their god is the ocean, essentially.
Making the Iron Islands great again.
One drowning death at a time.
Which, I saw somebody, like... Yeah, that was a pretty good... like corollary for the 2016 election of like someone just like talking a lot of sense and having like a steady hand, then some guy just coming in like yelling and like saying we need to like fuck everyone over.
Yeah. But big things, maybe if anything big happens, we'll do a recap next week. But that does it for the Game of Thrones recap. Right now we have a special.
Oh man.
Yes,
new segment. It's Rapid Fire with Sam.
Rapid Fire. I'm going to be throwing out some questions, and I'm going to be gauging everyone's response. If I like them, I'll give somebody a point, maybe more. If I don't like them, maybe I'll take points away. Who knows?
What does the winner get?
A hearty handshake.
Okay.
And also, they get maybe a paper crown. I don't know. But, you know, these will be quick questions, and they may be... You know, on point. They may be kind of silly, but we'll see how it goes. So, first question I'm going to pose to you guys. So, who's the better, say, anti-hero? Deadpool or Wolverine? Chime in anytime.
I think you're supposed to pick who goes first.
Sean, you go.
Oh, Wolverine.
Oh, well, okay. Chris is going first. Go ahead. All right. Explain.
Well... A better anti-hero? Well, here's the thing. You got to specify it. Who would win in a fight? Or who would be a better one suited to help out in situations?
Wolverine. Okay. Who would win in a fight? Let's say that with
Wolverine.
You think Wolverine?
Well, yeah. That's been proven. Sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Just, well, we don't talk about that movie, but...
I would just... It's pretty much even. I just think it's going to be Wolverine.
Sean, what do you think?
Okay, my heart wants to say Deadpool, but my animantium skeleton is going to say Wolverine, without a doubt, is going to win.
Eventually, you cut off all the limbs, they turn into baby
hands.
He's
got an animantium skeleton.
No, I agree.
You're going to chop Deadpool up into little pieces. Yeah, he's going to grow back eventually. But at that point, that gives you the winner. The winner is Wolverine because of that skeleton. There's no way that Deadpool can do enough damage to Wolverine to make Wolverine stop.
All right, John, you got anything to add to this? Or
the only thing I'd add is that is Deadpool really an anti-hero in the sense
without
of
a doubt.
Every way, shape,
and form? Isn't he, like, beyond an anti-hero? Like, I mean, not necessarily, like, well, okay, yes.
No,
is he on that spectrum?
He's bad.
I mean, like, he's
just bad.
I wouldn't say that's, like, the best way to care. I mean, he's, like, Wolverine's, like, an anti-hero. Like, does things not exactly the right way all the time. Sort of.
That's Deadpool.
Let's justify the means.
Is Deadpool an Avenger at some point?
Yes.
Very
I believe
small.
So. Yeah.
Oh, in the actual comic books?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wolverine is... An Avenger.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the...
A new Avenger.
He's a huge member.
Part of the X-Men. So he's part of all those. So he's not really full anti-hero.
He's,
Deadpool
yeah.
is
oh,
anti... He
yeah,
is,
without a doubt.
He's on the so close to the evil like number that it's...
It's like he gets mad when other people are more evil than he is.
He's strong neutral.
Yeah, extremely.
And then he'll talk to himself for 4 minutes about it.
Right.
All right. Let's move on. Let's see. So here's one for Chris and John, since you guys are big Game of Thrones fans.
Oh boy.
The percentage chance that Game of Thrones was all a dream. That the final episode, like Ned Stark wakes up and he's like, what just happened?
And you know what? He fucking Aramar would do that shit too.
No, oh, dude, you know what I was thinking the other day? Is that, like, can I change this a little bit?
All right. Well,
The percent chance that Sean Bean appears again in the series as Ned Stark?
Here he is. He is. They already did. I believe he came back and did a couple scenes, which are, should be flashbacks. Oh,
fuck. All right, never mind.
Yeah. So right. What are the percent chances?
I think it's going to, even though I have a feeling it's possible, I'm saying low single digits, maybe 3% chance.
3%? Oh, wow. John, what do you think?
I wouldn't doubt it. He killed my fucking favorite characters already, so.
That bastard. You can do anything.
I'm going to say $1. No, 1%. I mean, like, no.
I'm going to go 7, because why not?
All right. Sean, you're a brave man. I'm giving you a point on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right.
I love them points.
Now, speaking of you, Sean, one's a little bit directed towards you. From a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying are the complaints about the new Ghostbusters movie?
Okay.
Let's. Who the hell is complaining about them being women? Seriously.
Yeah. So.
Because you have a lot of beef with this movie.
I have a lot of beef with this movie. Mainly,
and I can't, for the life of me, figure out why.
Why? I wouldn't say it's because it's a women's movie. Well, no, that's not what I mean. Like, yeah. it's because the main characters are all women. That's not where I find beef with this movie. Like, I'm fine with an all-female cast Ghostbusters movie. It's basically the point that it's a new universe. It has nothing to do with the originals kind of thing. Like, that's my beef, where it's you take the classic cast and you're just like, yeah, no, they don't exist anymore.
But, like, how does Ghostbusters merit this amount of annoyance?
I'm going with annoying wise. I'm going with a 6, because there are plenty of male internet goers that are complaining that this is a women movie, like a women's movie, and that is kind of annoying. Like, no, look at it how it is. Like I said, it's got Scooby-Doo graphics. It doesn't look very funny. The original cast has, like, nothing to do with it. I'd be fine if the original cast was handing it off to these four women. I'd be fine with that.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Like they're retiring, and these are, like, the best of the best that they can find.
I'm retiring. I'm 65. Here's your proton pack.
I don't know.
But I'd be
that
fine.
Dumber,
I'd
be honest with you.
But I'd be fine with them passing on the torch to this. Even
so you,
like,
so you think that would, like, literally that would change the movie? Just if, like, Bill Murray, who's, by the way, actually going to be in the movie.
He is in the movie,
but showed up and was like, "Yo, we're so done with this."
I'd be fine with it. Because
what are the so what are the chances Bill Murray's a ghost in this movie?
Oh man, don't say that.
Really? That would annoy you?
That would.
So, like, the whole, like, thing I don't understand is, how does Ghostbusters merit this amount of anger? This isn't like Star Wars or Star... This isn't like some cultural watershed or something. It's Ghostbusters!
Like, Sam, if they remade an all-female version of Trading Places, do you think people would care?
No, they wouldn't.
Why haven't they?
So I'm going with the 6.
I'll go with 7.
7?
Exactly what we just discussed. 7, though.
Wait, so ridiculous as in...
Like, how annoying is this? Are these complaints?
I'd say 7, but, like, this movie is, like, dumb in the first place, so...
Yeah, that's why I went with a 6.
Like, the worst thing I could say about, like, the trailer so far is that it looks mediocre.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't imagine anyone getting outraged about this. Like, I mean... Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. So, you know, it's something that just slowly creeping up on me. I'm just, as this goes on, it just gets more and more annoying.
Wait, what do you rank it then?
I give it like a 9 or a 10, because this is just getting ridiculous at this point.
Just don't click the link on the review.
Sam, don't give in to the outrage economy of the internet.
All right. So kind of on the same theme, since they kind of made a major change to the Ghostbusters movie. Kind of want to know, what major changes to existing characters which you want to see? Or not want, but like be like, okay, I'm fine with that. Or maybe you don't want to see.
Like, so if they take a series and they change the character.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like,
so if they take in a movie, put it out, and they change.
Like if they did a Deep Space Nine kind of thing where you had, you know, strong captains of the Enterprise and all of a sudden, hey, it's a different.
No, they mean like change it, like make Captain America gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like, hang on. So they're can like, we talk about that?
No, we're not talking Captain about that.
Captain America being gay or Captain America saying Hail Hydra at the end of Captain America 1?
No, Captain America being gay. Like, that's just such a crazy.
No, we're not going to. I don't even want to get into that.
The one thing I was thinking about was Idris Elba being James Bond.
Oh, I'd be fine with that.
James
Bond
has traditionally been like a white Scot. And no. Here's Idris Elba. He's a black man. You know, and I'm a huge fan of Bond. I would love that.
I would love that too. Oh, yeah. However, I don't like the idea of. It's not that I don't like the idea. I'm just not a fan of a gay James Bond. James Bond is a ladies' man.
Well, I was thinking about this too. I would be even fine with a female James Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Like she's a. You know, she screws around with guys and stuff like that.
Yeah, but look at all the backlash. You got to get backlash for that. No. Oh, the woman's just parading around her body.
She's a whore.
Regardless of what they do next, it will be back. There will be backlash from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody have like a character or something where you're like, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing that a little bit different.
That's a tough one, man.
That is a very tough one.
This is the one you should have said before, so you can actually think about this one. I feel like there's a few big ones out there that I just want to see changed, but
I can't think of any. Nothing?
Wow. So nobody gets a point.
Sorry. Yeah. 0 points around on that one.
So
you can send us an email on that if you have any
ideas. Please. Yes, please.
KnightsOfNerditude@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at KON Podcast.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
So,
well, if we can't think of any.
Yeah, no, please.
Yeah, yeah. Chime in with your things. All right, here's one. I'm talking about anything existing right now in a different form. What do you not want to be made into a movie? Because we're getting a lot of different stuff being made into movies, TV shows, books, comic books. Maybe you have something where you're like, you know what? It's better as a TV show or a book or something. It's just better that way. I don't want to see it made. I should have.
You know what I don't want to see in a movie? I will never see it. But I just don't want to see a poster or a trailer.
Yeah.
Any of the Real Housewives TV shows. It's bad enough that they're on TV.
Oh,
if they got Kim Kardashian movie.
Oh,
if
God,
they made it an hour and a half long feature.
Oh, man.
You know what? I can see that happening. The movie reality TV
that is
to movie.
Kanye West, see? The movie.
It's the most realistic thing that they would do. And it is the one thing that I would not be happy about.
You do get that kind of with those like concert movies.
Actually, you know what? Kanye West the movie, why not? I think it'd be interesting to dive into Kanye West's mind.
Dude, that movie would make like $1 billion.
A billion Kanye West dollars, but
is his own currency.
And his
of course.
Own, yeah.
Yeah, it's Kanye West. Of course he has his own currency.
No. I would say no movies for that. For those.
Nope.
In particular.
Here's a weird one. I would hate to see a Beatles movie.
Like a
biopic?
Oh, yeah. Like a remake?
Yes. Like a biopic.
Regardless of what you do, whoever portrays them, they'll be criticized.
I would
like
not
doing
like
a Tupac movie.
We almost kind of got that with
they made it
Yellow Submarine.
Across this
oh, Across universe. The Stars. Well, no, Yellow Submarine was supposed to come out. It was everybody was recast. It was supposed to be with that what they did with Mars Needs Moms with the live capture.
Mm-hmm.
They were planning on doing that, but then with the failure of John Carter of Mars, and then Mars Needs Moms. Oh, I loved John Carter. Then between that and Mars Needs Moms, Disney was like, screw it, we're done, we're not doing any more live capture, because Yellow Submarine was supposed to be a live capture, and it started off and it just failed. It just they stopped production of it because those two movies failed horribly. So,
and just don't make movies about Mars.
Yeah, basically. Disney should stop talking about Mars.
And you know what? Another one I just thought of this. No matter how much I love it, I don't think it's movie format, even though each episode is an hour. I don't want to see a Game of Thrones movie.
Okay.
I don't. I really don't. I love the TV show. I think it's made for TV show format just because of the amount of content. And I think that if you make a movie out of it, it's just gonna go into like five movies.
I mean, this is already a movie. I don't need another Indiana Jones movie. I don't think we're gonna get that wish, but I don't need
good one. Point.
It
good
looks
point.
Like yeah. they're coming out with five.
Yep. Hey,
well, let's try. This will be our last one in this lightning round or whatever we're calling this now.
Flash round.
Flash round. Now we got a lot of like superhero TVs, but they're typically dramas. What superhero or superhero group would you like to see a superhero sitcom about?
That's not Deadpool.
Not Deadpool. You have to say that, because Deadpool, the TV show, granted, it would be, you know, edited for TV,
like
and...
three camera sitcom. It like takes place in their living room.
I want that.
I got this Hulk.
Well, that's the Justice Friends. That is totally the
from Dexter's Lab.
Yeah.
The Infraggable Crunk.
Oh man!
Just like his wife screws up dinner, and he's just like, "Oh, I'm mad."
He breaks the table, splits the house in half. Yeah,
yeah.
I would go along the lines of something along the lines of.
Yes.
Like the TV show The Life of Jarvis, because he's a butler in the comics and he's always at the Avengers Tower, and it'll always people will just come into the tower, he never leaves, or the mansion for that matter, and you know the Avengers just come in, and then eventually villains will come in, but like you have Spider-Man, who's just like this wise ass who comes in all the time, and then just you know shit happens.
It's like every episode it's like a guest star comes on and everybody's like, woo! Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's Spider-Woman, she's causing drama again, you know. It's
Victor Von Doom running his own country
with all his robots.
Yeah, like that would be a great
sitcom.
As a sitcom, I think that would be hysterical. Like all the problems Victor Von Doom has to endure running a country and dealing with the Fantastic Four and the Avengers and the like all you know all the superheroes, just all the, like all of his plans basically being foiled kind of by all these things, by all these.
Can
groups.
You have a robot wife?
Yeah, why not? Like, why not? Loki shows up every once in a while. It's kind of funny. Like, oh, come on, that would be a funny sitcom. I would watch that. Victor Von Doom, the show.
All right, well,
I can see it.
That's it. And our winner today, John.
Ooh.
What?
I did really like your Hulk sitcom. I want that to be made now.
All right. Well, I guess it does it for that rapid fire round.
Yeah.
John gets the hearty handshake.
Yeah.
And the paper crown.
All right, so that does it for this week of Knights of Nerditude podcast. Next week, hopefully we can do a X-Men recap.
Yeah.
Apocalypse recap, so we can see it this weekend.
Apocalypse is coming.
So you can also send us an email if you had an answer to the question. I forgot what the question was.
Changes to a major character? Or was it... what do you not want to see?
Hey, any of those. Any of those questions.
Hey,
yeah.
You even got just, you know,
a sitcom.
What's a good beer?
Yeah, we drink a lot. You can send us an email at knightsofnerditude@gmail.com, or you can also follow us on Twitter at KON Podcast. So until next time.
And leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, please.
Yeah, review on iTunes too.
All right, bye.
Adios.